Hey y'all.
And welcome to the Sorry Not Sorry Generation podcast, where we bring you a not-so-healthy dose of humor and reality as we get our hands dirty with some serious nostalgia and question everything.
Let's dive in.
Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
It's Misty.
It's Ani.
And today we're trying something a little different. We're going to do some short form videos that are a little different than what we do usually. Because normally our episodes are anywhere from like 45 minutes to a couple hours. In fact, I don't even know if we've ever done a 45 minute episode, to be fair. We are going to try for some really short videos because we are going to be reacting to old school YouTube videos. And when I mean old school, I mean
we are taking it back.
We are throwing it back to those early days of YouTube with things like Red versus Blue and Charlie the Unicorn and so much more. So for the month of May, you guys are going to get a treat in that we are going to drop several of these short form content for you. We're trying it out, seeing what you guys think of the shorter episodes, and not that that's what we're going to do all the time, but just to try something new. One of our goals for going into 2024 and with season 3 was to try some new things. So we are going to give this a shot, see how it goes. No promises, but in one of the videos later, we are actually going to try and make it video and not just an audio medium that you guys can watch. So you'll see us. And for the record, if we do end up doing that, we didn't go into this planning to do that for this episode. So neither of us bothered to look appropriate. So
no, I just look like this as I'm here playing with my hair.
Ani's wearing a Disney shirt. I've got a goose on my shirt. Like, it just is what it is. So you're just going to get the full, authentic, sorry, not sorry generation experience. And if you don't like it, well, sorry. Not sorry.
Yeah.
So we are going to give that a shot later so you can look forward to that. We are starting our nostalgic trip down YouTube lane with season 1 of Red versus Blue. Now, I will say I have never seen these. I am aware of them and their existence, but I have never actually watched. I don't think I've watched anything from Rooster Teeth, to be fair.
Obviously have. I haven't seen all of RVB. I've barely seen, I don't know, a couple episodes consecutively or here and there. I don't remember. But yeah. Yeah, and I used to watch their shorts where, like, it was just, like, hand-drawn 2D pencil type thing with all of them and, like, stick figures. It was hilarious. And, of course, Ruby. Let's not forget Ruby, because that was one of my things.
So we're not going to watch all of season 1 of Red versus Blue. We're just going to watch, depending on how long the videos are, we'll watch, like, maybe one or two, depending on how long they are. Because, again, we're trying short-form content and seeing how that goes. But, yeah, I am aware it's related to Halo?
Yes.
Okay. My thought was Halo or Call of Duty, and I'm like, it's a shooter game, and I know that, but that's all I got.
No, it's Halo.
We are going to start with watching Red versus Blue and see how that goes. And I am expecting so much old school cringe humor. I can't even fathom. Like, I'm aware that this was the thing, like, when we were in high school, I guess.
Yeah.
But the humor back then was
unhinged.
Different than it is now. So very different than it is now. So we're going to give that a shot. So let us watch Red versus Blue.
Blue.
Okay.
Red team.
The old school Halo animation. That's
Sarge. Griff Simmons.
Okay, it says Red versus Blue, but I've yet to see anybody who's blue. So
getting there. Donut. Here's Blue.
Okay. None of those are blue.
Tucker.
Okay, that's like turquoise, maybe, but
Church.
That's gray. That's Tex. Also gray. That's green, actually. And that's purple. So there's no blue people on the blue team, which is what I'm picking up.
There's Sheila the Tank.
Okay.
Lopez.
That one's gold.
I don't think I've ever seen the intro. The
intro is so long.
I don't know.
Look at that old school grass, like in a video game. Like, my God.
Okay, finally started. Red team.
One of life's great mysteries. Why are we here?
Watching everything.
This guy just really went philosophical hard. It's just like, yeah, I know. I meant why we're here specifically in this location, not existentially.
No.
Like, why do we care if they have this canyon in the middle of nowhere?
You are that one asking the real questions, like, why are we here?
Yeah. You're the one just dumping existential crisis on me. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, Ani, I was not prepared for that at 8 in the morning. That's Aaron. It's just so fucking sick of, like, yes, they're just standing there talking like they've done every moment of every day we've been here. No, that one's you. That second turquoise colored one is you. That is you and Aaron. And just, yeah.
You are the red one here.
Yes.
Pillow talk.
Wow, that's some hard sarcasm. I'd kill him in his sleep, no prob.
Blood Gulch Outpost.
New recruits, because it looks like such an active area.
The vehicle. Look at that CGI. Are you sold yet?
I want the car. Like, it comes with a machine gun on the back. Put you in the driver's seat, me with the gun? Fuck. The Warthog?
Yeah. Those Puma.
Looks like a Puma. Just like they don't know what a Puma is, but they know what the Puma shoes are. He's in Griff's next week. He knows what a Puma is.
He thinks he's lying.
Walrus is real.
This is me and Aaron, yes.
Yes. 110%. Yes. The red and the gold one is me and myself giving myself an existential crisis when I'm bored. That's what that is. But the blue ones over here, that is you and Aaron. Doesn't even look like a cat. Why do they keep thinking it looks like a fucking animal? My first thought is that it looked like the gun thing on top that has like, because it has the weird things coming out on the sides. It looks like that dinosaur from Jurassic Park that opens up itself and spits acid in that guy's face. That's what it reminds me of. I don't know what kind of dinosaur that is, but that's what I'd name it.
Mexican lizard?
Chupa does not have a ring to it.
No. This is how short they are. Sirs, this sounds like the newbie.
Yeah.
Sarge really doesn't like this one.
No, he does not.
Donut!
Private donut. Like, all, they're just sitting there arguing over armor color. What are you gonna do with a tank? You're in, like, a giant hole in the ground. Like, what is it gonna do? Does it drive up wall?
No, you couldn't.
Blow up the whole world with a tank. Good God.
One tank. Just one tank.
That kind of a moment is when you and Aaron are sharing a single brain cell.
True. Yeah. Headlight fluid.
He needs light fluid for the Puma. Uh-huh. And they sent him to the store.
So he also get elbow grease.
Uh-huh.
All right. We got the elbow grease part, but we didn't figure out that the
there's no headlight fluid.
Yeah.
You just make a Voltron reference.
Why are you?
Oh, the newbie just thought that the blue base was
to blue base, door,
and they sell tanks. Did you just call my girlfriend a cow?
I was I called her a slut.
So they're both are just nagging on their newbies, basically.
Yep. I mean, wouldn't you? You would too.
I will neither confirm or deny anything
because I know you, and the answer would be yes, you would.
What's so important about
the gaslighting when it comes to the hate?
Oh, yeah, the gaslighting is hard. Why is the flag important? It's blue. We're blue.
It's important. There you go. Got it? That's all you need to know. It's important.
So the blue team sent their rookie looking for somebody who doesn't look like us, thinking that it's their general. And the other guys sent their rookie looking for headlight fluid. What about calling a girl? That's so Aaron. And he's screaming at her, like, just shut the fuck up.
Wrong rookie.
Okay.
Yeah. So, with a little respect. All right. Oh, this idiot thinks it's a store. I just realized
He thinks it's a store.
How did the rookies get this far?
I don't know.
You can shoot a gun, but you can't drive a tank?
Who's running this army? That's a good question. Wait, hold on.
Didn't he say that blue flag important?
Uh-huh.
Really? Really? You're not even moving.
No.
What and defense they is?
They think he's just literally the same footage they just showed.
How does he miss?
Uh-huh. You missed! He was 5 feet
in. How he's taunting us.
Taunting us.
No, man, I wouldn't trust that shit either.
They gave you a tank and nobody can drive it, so.
Mm, no.
Nope.
This really is Aaron trying to taunt me.
This is is you if you've finally just broken Aaron. She's like, you're gonna get your ass to that guy or I will shoot you. You crazy bitch. This is Aaron if she has just lost her mind.
The thread has snapped. Anybody? Oh.
Pretty sure that dude's dead.
We hope not. No, it ends soon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that dude's mega dead.
Yeah. Come out the other side.
Leaps off the roof.
Bam. Bam.
Donuts.
Get the warthog. Boy. Oh, I guess that is the black stuff he's talking about.
Porter, send me back in time.
Really? How?
What a fun I would have. Just you and me in that fucking Puma warthog thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You know how much fun I had when I was in Greece and I rented the four-wheeler and I just, like, drove around the island?
Now, I don't know if I'd get in a four-wheeler with you, but if you put me in full armor on something that looks like it's rollover proof,
hey,
maybe.
It wasn't scary, okay?
For you or the passenger? Just, I'm so sorry. But, like, I see you just going hog wild and just...
Maybe a little, but no one fell off. My mom didn't fall off.
I have some white hairs already, girl. I don't need more. And I feel like you'd give me more. What is that music?
Oh my god.
That's what I expect of you. Just catching as much hair as possible. Trying to squish them with the vehicle. Just like, how'd you get the flag? I asked for it.
We never thought of trying that.
Never thought of just, what can I ask?
And you have a tank.
Stay here. Tank, stay here. Tank. Always tank. Always choose tank.
Always tank.
Like, all the guy has to do is, like, turn the gun a little to the left and he could, like, take some people out, but no.
But no. Oh, well, this one knows how to drive it.
Somebody knows how to drive the tank. If it's a brand new tank, how is it so dirty?
Is it supposed to be that way? No one thinks in these recruits.
No. The rookies do, though, apparently. At least kind of.
Tank. How does no one see the tank? Oh my god.
It's stuck on a rock.
Facts.
Why are the pedals deciding your direction?
And still no one noticed. There we go.
There you go. There's the tank.
So they can't see from the other side of them. Cool.
Yeah. One side has the tank and the red team. The other side has the red team's Puma and the blue team. I don't think it sees us.
No, not at all. Auto fire. Can you imagine just standing there and just face to face with the tank?
Just be like, your best bet is just to get close enough that I can't fire at you.
Go faster!
Well, the gold guy left.
Uh-oh.
Firing, main cannon. They're blowing up everything. Okay.
It's on auto fire!
It's on auto fire. It's just gonna go around the canyon blowing everything up.
There are no new targets. Oh no.
Oh, we're gonna get acquired. Target unlock, unlock. You shot church, you tink. Fucked up.
Where's his head?
Something I need to tell you, man.
I always hated you.
Just want you to know, I always hated you most. Now die. All right, stop it. Well, that is very old school humor, for sure. Like, real...
It's the humor that created us.
Yeah, like, it's funny to you and me, but I can't imagine Gen Z or Gen Alpha looking at this and thinking it is anything humorous whatsoever. No.
So. They look gonna be like, where's the joke?
Yeah, like I could
sit
here.
The whole thing is a joke.
I could sit here and watch the entire like hour and 15 minutes of season one and would find it funny. But I can definitely understand why nobody else would. So like nobody who's not a millennial would probably not find that funny. But I can see why it was as popular as it was. So but yeah, so it was odd and it was stupid, and that's what made it funny, and that really just describes the early 2000s sense.
It's the stupid humor.
Yeah, it's like that time period, like of when we were teenagers, the humor was stupid on purpose, and that was the point. So, and then of course saying weird words like rar.
Rar XD. Yeah.
Yeah, like anytime I see the word rar typed out, I get intense early Tumblr flashbacks, and it's just like, okay. Or better yet, the people who would go like this and say rar.
Rar.
Yeah, no, that, whoo, especially at like anime conventions and stuff like that. It's just like, free hugs, rar, lol, I'm so random. I'm sorry for all of the flashbacks I just gave to people for that.
Mm-hmm.
We've evolved in many ways from this sense of humor, but we hope you guys enjoyed us watching some of the first episodes for Red versus Blue. If you liked it, we're more than willing to like continue to watch it, as that was just part of season one. But yeah, we're going to try some other early 2000s YouTube and sense of humor and see what you guys think. So we will catch
let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Stop by our Instagram. Come to chat with us. Sorry Not Sorry Generation podcast on Instagram. We've got all kinds of things there for you. Our link tree with all the good for stuff everything. On it.
I have more things coming, hopefully.
Yes. So we've got some good things on there. We just got through celebrating Armenian History Month. So there's all kinds of things there. We've got some stuff from our website, from playlists to bonus content and everything in between. But yeah. So come check us out. And we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Tune in next week for more fuckery, because we have some serious questions and concerns.